This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
California's Central Valley faces a future where rising salt levels threaten to turn the productive basin into a land where the water's not fit to drink and land not capable of growing crops. It's not going to happen tomorrow or even next year, but salts are slowly and steadily contaminating water and soil there, which are very important to agriculture and water supplies for more than 25 million across the state. Paul Souza, Director of Environmental Services and Regulatory Affairs with Western United Dairymen based in Modesto, is organization involved with CV Salts, a collaborative stakeholder group planning sustainability for the Central Valley.
Right now, the way state law is written, we need to meet drinking water quality standards right beneath our fields. And everybody, including the regulators that I've spoken to, agree that that is not possible. And so we're changing the standards to allow farming to continue to farm using best management practices. We need to make sure that those folks that need clean drinking water have it. But as a trade-off for that, the drinking water standard gets changed in the groundwater right beneath our field.
He says that's why CV Salts was created, the Central Valley Salinity Alternatives for Long-Term Sustainability.
These are all opportunities. CV Salts is part of the Central Valley Dairy Representative Monitoring Program. Having regulations that are, you know, achievable, and that's a good thing. When you set a bar that people can meet, you're more likely to get the environmental benefits from that than when you set a bar that is just impossible. For every 100 pounds of nitrogen we remove from a field in the harvest of crops, we can only put on 140 pounds. So that leaves 40 pounds, you know, that go somewhere. But agriculture is a leaky system. Some of that volatilizes into the atmosphere. Some of that denitrifies into nitrogen gas, which is 80% of the atmosphere. And some of that moves below the root zone. And we can't stop those processes because it is a biological system out in the environment. And this would allow flexibility in removing that 1.4 ratio, still with limits on what you can apply from manure and applying a little bit of additional commercial fertilizer, which is more manageable and you know what the nutrient content of it is and when it's available to crops. So, it's again, more flexibility for the dairy industry, but still good standard for protecting water quality. It's not that water quality will be compromised. I think water quality will actually do better under this system to be protected, but it does provide flexibility. It's a win-win, setting a bar in a way that, you know, we can achieve better, and it protects water quality in addition to, you know, being a better bar for us.
Another issue regarding water in California is that it's not safe and affordable for everyone. And that's why Souza says there's Senate Bill 623. That's a bipartisan effort supported by many groups.
I see it as kind of buying an insurance policy for the dairy industry, giving us some relief from enforcement in response for funding to provide clean drinking water to those that need it. So, you know, we've been positive on it in support of that and continue to work to make that happen. So it helps take away some of our liability. We get clean drinking water to those folks that need it, and then takes away some of the ability of the state water and regional water quality control boards to do enforcement for dairies or agriculture that are following the rules but still have nitrate in their neighborhood.
Souza says the Senate bill and the CV Salts initiative are two different efforts addressing the same issue, water.
Yeah, CV Salts relax the drinking water standards. It's different than 623. And it has the same thing as 623 in the sense that we need to make sure that those folks that need clean drinking water have it. And as a trade-off for that, the drinking water standard gets changed in the groundwater right beneath our field. So that, again, is setting a bar in a way that, you know, we can achieve better. And it protects water quality in addition to, you know, being a better bar for it. I think water quality will actually do better under this system to be protected, but it does provide flexibility. It's a win-win the way I see it.
That's Paul Souza, Director of Environmental Services and Regulatory Affairs with Western United Dairymen based in Modesto.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Be sure to check out our new website and archive dairy programs at dairyradionow.com and stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.